Rebuilding Cities After Natural Disasters, Antakya's Transformation. 3 hours before dawn on the 6th of February, 2023, a 29-year-old pastry maker named Nuri Imran woke to the sound of his sister screaming. His family's high-rise apartment in the Turkish city of Antakya was shaking violently, first from side to side, then up and down. A heavy wardrobe fell on his sister, pinning her under it and breaking her arm and shoulder. Imran, an amateur weightlifter, hurried into her room and raised the top of the wardrobe, resting it on his knees. A minute later, the shaking stopped, and he was able to pull his sister free and usher her and their parents down 10 flights of stairs to the street. It was cold and dark outside, and a light rain was falling. All over the city, power was out. The darkness made it impossible to understand the devastation, but many of the 8- and 9-story apartment buildings around them had tipped, shifted, and collapsed. "We weren't conscious of the cold. We were in too much shock," Imran says. He found a truck parked alongside the road and helped his family climb up into it for shelter. The Imrans were far luckier than many. When dawn broke, the scale of the disaster became apparent. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake had reduced much of Antakya to piles of rubble and twisted rebar. Though the city was in a known fault zone, shoddy engineering and poor construction quality had left many buildings vulnerable. Few people in the collapsed structures managed to escape. Within the space of 85 seconds, thousands died, including Imran's girlfriend and his uncle, together with his family of 8. Imran's apartment building, which survived the early morning quake and another that followed hours later, was so badly damaged that it was later blown up in a controlled demolition. For 50 days, he lived in his shop in the bazaar, the city's traditional marketplace in the old quarter, before it too was demolished. Antakya, Turkey, magnitude 7.8 and 7.7 earthquakes. Nearly 80% of the buildings in the city historically known as Antioch were leveled by twin earthquakes in February 2023. About half of Turkey's 50,000 deaths occurred in Antakya. I meet Imran on a hot, sunny September afternoon 2.5 years after the quakes, inside the temporary prefab structure that his shop will occupy until a permanent one can be built. It's on the edge of the old quarter, just steps from the city's central bridge over the Asi, Orontes, River. He's at work making a kunif, a pizza-shaped confection comprised of finely chopped phyllo dough, cheese, and pistachios. Outside, a forest of tall cranes swirls over a vast and dusty construction site that stretches for hundreds of yards in every direction, as an army of workers races to complete a re-envisioned city center for Antakya's displaced survivors. The scale of the devastation that struck Antakya and the trauma it inflicted are almost incomprehensible, but so is the level of ambition that has been unleashed. The reconstruction is being carried out in an innovative way, guided by a vision that was formulated during a period of intense consultation with the city's residents and with leading local and international architecture firms. The resulting master plan, overseen by the UK firm Foster and Partners, proposes a new version of the ancient city that not only incorporates the best of the previous version, the bazaars, the shops, the vibrant street life, and the intimacy of its residential neighborhoods, but also finds numerous ways to improve it. Founded in 300 BC by one of Alexander the Great's generals, Antioch became the third largest city in the Roman Empire. But as it has grown throughout the millennia, its footing has never been secure. Earthquakes have mauled the city several times. The 2023 Turkey-Syria earthquakes hit the city core on both sides of the Asi, Orontes, River especially hard, as tall buildings constructed with inadequate engineering and low-quality materials were disproportionately prone to collapse. A new vision prioritizes lower buildings with solid foundations. Wider avenues will provide better sightlines to nearby mountains, while expanded green space and a network of paths will keep the community connected to its natural surroundings. Nearly 30,000 buildings were heavily damaged or destroyed in Antakya, leveling large swaths of the city, particularly the oldest neighborhoods in the city center. Antakya's footing has never been secure as earthquakes have mauled the city several times. The 2023 Turkey-Syria earthquakes hit the city core on both sides of the Asi, Orontes, River especially hard, as tall buildings constructed with inadequate engineering and low-quality materials were disproportionately prone to collapse. Antakya isn't the only place where this kind of optimistic vision is playing out. Around the world, a growing movement of architects and urban planners is promoting the idea that natural disasters like earthquakes, wildfires, and tsunamis, while tragic, can present an opportunity to rethink what the best version of a city might look like.